Well, good morning. It's Friday the 19th of November today, and this is Malcolm King at King's Home. I have with me John Thayers, also from the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project, and we've been met here today by John Baylis. Thanks very much for coming along, John.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
Well, let's start at the beginning, as they say. Where and when were you born?
I was born in Treadworth, roughish area of Gloucester at that particular time, or not rough, it was a nice area but poor, where I grew up and learned to play sport with my cousin Trevor and the boys there, all a little older than me. And I think it made me a little older in my years than I normally would have been.
And were you born into a rugby family at all?
Yeah, my father played for Rotel with the great Tom Price, who was a rugby international, Irby Ricards, Fanny Walton, who were Gloucester rugby players, county players. My cousin played 250 games plus at King's Home, Roy Sutton. Alan Holder, who was a second cousin, also captain Gloucester down there. And we were all very interested in the game and thoroughly enjoyed our sport, and I think we all had an amount of ability.
I think we'll have to draw up a Gloucester family tree at some time. It's astonishing how many players are related to one another.
Yeah, I think if I went back, there were probably four players that I know that did play for Gloucester at some time that we were related to.
And when did you first come to King's Home?
1960.
Oh, that was as a player. I meant, did you come as a boy?
Of course. I was down here at about 1959 in the old wooden stand with my dad watching John Taylor, who eventually was chairman of Lydney. Who else was playing in the second row? I think Digger had finished then. Roy Sutton was just coming into the forefront. George Hastings was playing. George used to stand on the 10-metre line when the opposition kicked off to always make sure he caught the ball. And he caught the ball and marked it, which you could do in those days. You could mark the ball anywhere. And he would then get a perfectly white handkerchief and wipe his nose. And then he would spiral kick left-footed up to where the new clubhouse was built in about 1964, up towards King's Home Road End on the right. And the crowd would erupt, and that was George, the selectors would say, "Who was that?" "Oh, George Hastings, and he made his mark." It was very, very clever.
Yeah.
Clever idea.
Any other boyhood heroes?
Well, David Jones came down here and played, but Willie Jones, really, was a lovely man and a lovely player. Digger, and Digger Morris, spent a lot of time with Digger and his boy. So it was that era coming through. Roy Folk, the Folk brothers, I mean, outstanding people and good people and very, very hard. Roy was an outstanding rugby player.
Why do you say that?
He was a tight end prop. He was strong. He was mean. He could play scrum half. He had ability. You know, we've had good props. His brother Jack was as strong as could be as a loose head prop. But between the two, Jack was a prop. But Roy could play anywhere. You know, if you were to put him when he was younger, I think he started at scrum half, and then he went into the army, built up, got bigger, and then played prop in the army. He was just an outstanding player. Baggy Hudson, who I played with, Brian, tremendous player in the second row. Brian Green, who was here when I first came here. My hero coming here was Alan Holder, who was the second cousin, and Mickey Booth. Mickey was down here 3 years before me, because obviously he's much older. Don't tell him I said that. And So that time, I mean, Bill Patterson, who played for England, was centre down there. I watched in later years. He was a beautiful runner, and, you know, he tackled well. In later years, I mean, Bob Clues on the wing. I mean, Bob scored a tremendous amount of tries and was vastly underrated. And they did have a boy down here for 2 years only, and we never got to know him really. And I think he could have been the best winger in the country had he stuck here, but it was Stuart Dix, which is John's brother. He was an excellent winger as well.
Let me drag you back chronologically, John. Presumably you started to play rugby at school, didn't you?
I started playing rugby at Hatherleigh Secondary Modern. And we were lucky, we had three or four Welsh masters there, and they were all dedicated to rugby, because most of us there didn't like maths and English, but we loved the sport, and it used to get us to school on a regular basis, because we enjoyed it there.
And did you play centre from the start?
I always played centre three-quarter, and I think I played centre three-quarter because of my uncle playing here at Gloucester. And I think I was in natural centre anyway. When I first came down, I played centre from 11 onwards. I played fullback for England boys. I played 10 for England boys. But really, I was a centre three-quarter. Yeah. But for the England boys, I was like 14 and 15 years old, played against under 18s. And at that particular time, centre would have been a bit too difficult, strength-wise, to play.
So what age did you start playing, sort of above to school level?
Above school level? Well, I played for England boys at 14, at fullback.
So what year would that have been?
I've got to work that one out. 1963, I'd have been 20, so 56, I think, 57.
56, 7, yeah.
Yeah. And I went to Cadbury's at a boys' club trial, played in the centre, and they were a bit short of fullbacks, and I could kick either foot. And they gave me 20 minutes at the end, and I got selected, and I was selected along with Gary Mace, who was another Gloucester rugby player. He was 3 years older than me, about Mickey Booth's age. Yeah.
And where was that first boy international?
The first boys international was at Bridgewater. Oh. And then the next one was...
And who was that against?
Wales. Oh. They always played Wales. We had Wales home and away. And that was the only two games we played. And I played at Bridgewater the first game, which, funnily enough, was the first time I ever played for the county, apart from a friendly game, was at Bridgewater. Mm. Yeah, so, we won the first game at Bridgewater and lost the second game in Wales, as a norm. But always enjoyable.
Yeah. And you stayed in that boys' international 15?
I played local rugby from my first game. I actually went to London to watch Beckenham and Fieldings in Platt play. And when I got there, Beckenham were short. And they asked if we had a player. And I was 11 at the time. And so they said, well, we've got a young schoolboy who's playing. And my cousin was playing for Fieldings on the other wing. So they said, put him opposite his cousin, because my cousin was hard and could run, but he wasn't particularly big, you know. And so I played. And anyway, when I got out there, they put me on the wrong wing. And I played against a guy called John Burrows. He was 6'2". So it was a bit of a mismatch on the day. But that was my first local game. And I started playing fully local rugby when I was 13. But I was still playing at school.
Yeah. And did you play for Fieldings?
Fieldings in Platts until, I mean, a really very good outside half. He was playing at the time, a boy called Kenny Allen, but had a very bad shoulder. Came back to Fieldings in Platt with Ray Collier, who played at King's Home, and I learned a lot from them. And they played with me for 2 years, or I played with them for 2 years. And then they had to go into the army to finish off their national service. And my dad said to me, well, look, you know, you're not going to learn a lot more now. You know, you've lost Kenny and Ray. You might as well try your luck at King's Own. And so I came and had a trial.
So what age was that?
I was not quite 17.
Yeah.
Mm. And but I was a biggish lad. I was about 12 stone 10 then. And I think playing against older people all my life, really, it didn't sink in that it was any different, you know.
Yeah.
I played a few trial games at Tradworth on the Lanet, and all against men, you know, and I was pretty gutsy, and so I didn't really notice the situation, you know.
So that was just turning up here at King's Home at the start of the season?
Well, in August, yeah. You know, June, July, training,
all right.
And going through the trials, and I think I was 17 when I had my first game.
And that was for the United, presumably, wasn't it?
No, I had my first game before I was 17 for the United, outside of that was a Welsh trialist called Ian James. He was a fabulous player, and he got me through the game, you know, because of the ability he had, and the other Gloucester United players. They were all Gloucester players, and you know, when you've got a quality number 10 and you're playing centre and he puts the ball in a hole and says run, you can't go far wrong, you know. And Arthur Russell wrote on the game about Benny, and I thought he was going to be our number 10 down here for a long time, competing with Terry Hobson. But unfortunately, he had other business, and he packed up playing very young. He was a Welsh trialist, a very good player.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So how many games did you play for the United?
Before my first game,
yeah.
Or probably about a dozen.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And Peter Ford was captain, and I got a card, because in those days, if anyone dropped out, Peter Ford was captain, and Peter Ford rang or wrote a little card to you, are you available to play? And I got a card for Peter Ford, and saying Jeremy Taylor, who was a lovely running centre, Jeremy, blonde, and he had long hair when I joined, but didn't last very long, his hair, I mean. And he was a lovely player, but he got injured in training, and then I came in against Leicester. And it was a bit of a hard game to start with. But
That was here at King's Home,
it would have been much more of a problem, I think, playing away. But again, into a very, very good side with Mickey Booth, Terry Hobson. The other centre was a young Johnny Lowe. He was a little bit older than me, but he was a good player. And Alan Older was playing as well, fullback. And so we had a good team.
Do any memories linger on of that first game?
Only how tired I felt. The initial 30 minutes I thought I played really as good as I could have expected to have played, and got to half time and I thought, well, this isn't too bad. But the second half, I think I put everything into the first half, and I just couldn't wait for the end of the game. I was just so tired. The pace of the game is a game a yard quicker than a grade down. It's same with the county, same with the international trials, all the way up, really, you know. And I was exhausted, and glad to get off the field in the end. But I didn't disgrace myself, and I did enjoy it. And playing, like I say, Peter Ford was obviously captain of Gloucester in Gloucestershire, and one of my heroes, obviously, when I came here anyway. And you know, it was Mr. Ford, and thank you very much, sir. And, because he was a dominant captain, and he's always been a dominant personality within the club.
Yeah.
And he was the same when he was captain, and if he wanted a dog on the wing, the dog would have played him. Because he was so knowledgeable, you know, he could pick a team, and if he, you know, he could spot a player and read a player, and Yeah, I had immense respect for him.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were selected again the next week after that?
No. I was back out, back in the United. And I think that year I had about five games I played.